Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Seven straight 49er runs. They're going to give it to Coleman on the shotgun run for an eighth consecutive run. Touchdown! San Francisco! Jimmy Garoppolo will take the snap from Ben Garland. Take a right knee, left knee, and Richie James will stick it.
Oh, man.
A perfect 10. And that's how many points the Minnesota Vikings scored today. Only 10, and they were lucky to get those 10.
Hey, Pop, you like that?
I like that.
Feels great, baby.
Titans in the pistol. Mariota. Now he goes in motion. Direct snap, Derrick Henry. Throws it. Jump pass in the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! Henry to Corey Davis. Oh, my goodness, that play is from the 1800s.
One more time, Ryan Tannehill. In the victory formation, he takes a knee in his 100th start. Ryan Tannehill has led the Titans to a victory that is leading them for the first time in 17 years to the American Football Conference Championship game. The Tennessee Titans have shocked the world, coming into Baltimore and upsetting the number one seed in the AFC decisively.
First down, goal to go for the Chiefs, leading 41-31. Play action fake, left side throw, touchdown, Kansas City, Blake Bell. Chiefs go to a knee, and that will be that. And the Kansas City Chiefs, with the fourth largest comeback in NFL playoff history, down 24-0 early in the second quarter. Final score, Kansas City 51, Houston 31.
Fake to Jones, Rodgers deep drop looking. Pops it over the left side, Devontae wide open, outside the numbers 20, cuts it back right past Flowers, 10 to the 5, to the end zone, high stepping, touchdown, Devontae Adams, 40 yards.
Aaron Rodgers, again in the victory formation, drops to a knee, and that'll do it. The Green Bay Packers have advanced to the NFC Championship game with a 28-23 victory over the Seattle Seahawks. And like confetti falling from the sky, it starts to snow.
Man, probably putting together some football porn from the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All the highlights, all the action, set up for you.
It was both shocking, exciting, suspenseful.
Yep.
All the things you want out of a weekend. Kind of a blowout, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, it was a blowout, but the team that blew a team out was down by 24-9. And wait. After the first quarter, right?
I thought it was over.
Hold on.
I'll admit.
Let's do it.
I thought it was over, too. I'll tell you what shocked me.
Who did not?
You said you would take the Chiefs money line from there on out.
Right, when you sent me the odds and you sent me what they were,
it didn't seem like it
was. I was like, well, that's not that fat.
Yeah, you're not getting that steep of odds.
But you have to understand that there's a couple of things. One, the Texans have only scored 30 points twice all year.
Mm-hmm.
So chances are that was it. And the Chiefs, we're moving the ball. They just had some dumb mistakes.
I mean, they had catastrophic mistakes.
Right, right. So, if I start the game right there, they're not out of it.
Yeah, but the way I would look at that, though, is if a guy doesn't score that many points and you basically gift them 21 points, no, I would feel like they're still due some points.
Dude, you are.
Because they were given doorstep touchdowns.
Yes, yes, absolutely. But you are who you are.
You are who you are. And what they have is an ass chin coach who stinks.
Were we shocked at the Packers more or the Seahawks more? I would say that one of the things that you always thought of the Seahawks is they're a physical team. They're going to mash you in the mouth, and they're going to meet you anywhere for a street fight. And ever since, they've kind of taken the mantra, as long as we have Russell Wilson, we can win a game. It almost seems like they put the game more in his hands, and they've gotten away from that more.
I feel like it seems like with them, it's almost taken too late to put the ball in his hands.
Right.
You know, like in a way, it's almost becoming like NFC Phillip Rivers. It's just that, you know, Russ has the better resume, I would say. And he's probably the better player. But he finds himself in those positions where he's always having to bail them out.
All the time. Disappointed by the only game that really just frustrated me and disappointed me was the Vikings, because, you know, we always consider the Vikings tough up front defensively. A team that's going to run the ball, not put the ball, you know, Kirk Cousins is going to have some success, but it's all going to come off the run. They had
All right. But are we seriously going to be 4 minutes into this show and you're not going to take a victory lap? I mean, we're going to be 4 minutes into this show.
Hey.
On a Monday, and you're not going to be sitting here swaggering nipples because Ryan Tannehill is a game away from playing the Super Bowl in Miami.
No, you're not going to do that today. Yeah. Robbie,
do you know what I would do for a day like this?
I know.
Do you know what I would do for a day like
that's
this?
That's why I'm not doing it. You know why? I want you to stew in it.
Why?
I want you to stew in it.
I would kill for a day like this.
I want you to stew in it.
Ryan Tannehill just comes up. He clubs Lamar Jackson and the Ravens over the head.
He's thrown 17 passes in a month.
I don't care.
And he could go to the Super Bowl. That was my point the whole
time. Doesn't matter. I don't care. But
the whole time about Ryan Tannehill.
He can go out there. He can throw for 60 yards. Those plays that he's going out there and he's hitting a bomb.
Right.
And he's running for a touchdown. And Mike Wallace is strangely supporting him now. It's all
everybody's on the bandwagon.
Everybody's happy about it.
Yeah, look, I'm gonna tell you right now, and this is the honest truth. I wish I could get a hold of Ryan Tannehill, because if they win this week, and they very well could, because Kansas City can't stop the run, and they come to the Super Bowl, I would wear assless chaps.
Oh yeah,
the whole week with Kiss It.
Yeah.
On the back.
I don't understand why there's like, I know people down here that like there's a weird.
Now all of a sudden everybody's a support. Get out of here.
No, man, I gotta sit here and I'm gonna eat it. I got nothing to say. Mm-hmm. I don't care that he's been riding Derrick Henry like an ostrich jockey all the way down.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Who cares? He's come up with key plays, he's come up with some clutch plays. That's the whole point. He's been given this amazing team that's wreaking havoc and causing turnovers.
Not the worst defense in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Funny. Who knew? Who knew that?
Let this be a lesson, people. Don't trade all your draft picks for Tua. Lesson learned.
No.
This does feel like there should be some lesson here.
Really?
There should be some lesson
really?
Here.
Like, really?
It feels
14 needs, Dolphins. Don't go crazy and sell out for the quarterback.
Yeah, it feels like we should be taking some kind of a lesson here.
You should all be apologizing to me. Maybe the guy knew what he was talking about. Get out of here. What? No, man, we've had enough. Enough of what? You had enough of what? Good players? Because guess what? There's a lot of players that have been dumped on by Dolphins fans that are still playing football.
Oh, my God. Like
Damian Williams.
How about Adam Schefter, like, compiling the list and adding Chad Henne to it? I'm like, hey, man.
No.
You don't have to do that.
Yes, you do.
You don't have to also add Chad Henne to the list.
You know why? Because sometimes fans can be so impatient with players. Like, man, look, sometimes guys are good players.
But 7 years is not impatient.
Really?
It's only six.
It's not impatient.
Wait a minute.
Because he had a torn leg.
Oh.
That's not impatient.
It's impatient when you're still putting the same demands on him. And you know.
He went through two coaches, a gazillion coordinators, and 7 years.
Wait.
That's not impatient.
Wait. Say that first part again.
Two coaches.
Uh-huh.
A gazillion coordinators.
Okay. You don't think that had something to do with it?
What do you mean?
You're doing it again. You're putting it all on a player.
I'm not putting it on him.
Yes, you are.
That's not a lack of patience. I can't jive with that.
Okay, fine.
I can't say
we
weren't patient.
Keep doing it. You know you weren't. You rode him the whole time he was here. What are you talking about?
Let's get the headlines.
How long has he been a bum?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar on Radio.com sports station.
I feel like you should come to the...
I'd be walking around
I think you should
like
go to Radio
Prince.
Row. You should go to Radio Row and Assless Chats.
I would come... Look, if I was Ryan Tannehill, I would show up to Radio Row and Assless Chaps looking like Prince. Just
unbelievable.
Butt cheeks just out. Say, hey... Why's your ass hanging out? Because I want all of you to kiss it. Because I'm in the Super Bowl, and you got to watch me in your stadium.
He's gonna be hoisting the Lombardi Trophy in his
yes!
old stadium.
Yes!
This is not fair.
No! You served you right.
This is not fair.
Served you right.
Unbelievable. Didn't the Dolphins suffer enough this year? They have to watch this?
Wait a minute. How do you feel about Adam Gase?
He sucks.
Oh, he
sucks. Sam was his coach.
I know, but you know who I feel like is skating on this? Philbin.
Yeah, he was kind of bad.
Yes, Philbin too.
I feel like Philbin's skating.
Philbin too, because, oh my goodness, if he wouldn't commit to Ryan Tannehill, he's another guy that thinks the only way he can win football games is with with Aaron Rodgers.
Philbin should thank his lucky stars that he's not in football. At least I don't think he's in football right now. I don't know what his current job is. But Adam Gase is taking all of the punishment for Ryan Tannehill, where this is almost a decade thing. There's a lot of people who should be on that list. What do you got, Robbie? Let's get some headlines. It was obviously an action-packed weekend.
Yeah, Joe Philbin, as a last heard of, he was interim coach of the Packers in 2018. He wasn't.
Oh, yeah,
coach.
That's right. He called like two timeouts in 30 seconds.
Yeah, the two challenges and then the first 30 seconds of the game, he was out of challenges. But, yeah, by the way.
How'd you think that conversation went?
Unbelievable.
Hey, can we get it this time? Yeah, coach, absolutely.
Yeah, and by the way, the Dolphins, we're talking about the changing of the coordinators. They're going through another season with a new offensive coordinator and a new defensive coordinator because their current defensive coordinator, Patrick Graham, he is not going to be the defensive coordinator of the Giants. The Dolphins gave him permission to leave.
Yeah, it seems like Flores is going to have an entire new staff, basically.
It doesn't matter because he's going to have a lot of new players. So
that's true.
But, yeah, thankfully, the Texans' run is finally over, and the Dolphins' pick is settled at 26.
All right. Well.
So 5, 18, and 26. Those are your three picks going into the next
That's
draft.
That's fine. You got three first-rounders. So of the top 32 picks, you get three picks. I would think that
they got five of the top 60.
Right. I would say that a couple of those will end up being picks next year.
You think they're gonna trade back and get more picks for next year's draft?
I don't necessarily think they're gonna do it with the first pick, but I just think one of the reasons why you need to stretch it out because if it all works out and you do great in the draft, you want to have all those contracts staggered. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you don't
want them all coming up at the same time.
If you have the best draft in the history of drafts, right, with those top five or six picks. And they all end up being excellent. In 3 years, you're going to have a hell of a dilemma.
Well, yeah, Tennessee's got this kind of going to have this dilemma this offseason because Derrick Henry, unrestricted free agent. Ooh. Ryan Tannehill.
Let's go pay him.
Unrestricted free agent. And Jack Conklin, the right tackle, unrestricted free agent, too.
We know what would happen if the Dolphins paid Derrick Henry. He'd get fat. He'd be down
you
here.
Think?
Just, he'd be down here just sucking down Mai Tais on South Beach.
Really?
Yep. Just we know.
And he'd be running behind that offensive line. He'd be averaging yeah, 2 yards a carry.
He'd be dead in 3 weeks.
I'm gonna say this, and this is no disrespect to the Titans offensive line. It don't matter. I mean, when you stand in the huddle and your running back is the same size as your left tackle,
he's bigger than everybody.
He's Gronk. With athletic ability. If he was playing safety, he wouldn't have fell down.
I'm so uncomfortable with him running far. When he runs far, I'm just like,
It looks like a train.
Yeah.
Right? Did you see? Hold on. I'm going to tell you this. If you are a defensive player and you talk trash and you have what happened to Earl Thomas happen to you, you can no longer talk trash for the rest of your career. He basically turned you around and put you in front of him and rolled you.
That was so embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
It was so embarrassing.
Come on. I'm like,
poor old Thomas.
Fall on the ground.
That's
just don't let him push you around. I mean, like a chew toy.
We've seen some embarrassing things, like Florida Gators blocking each other, Florida Gators pooping their pants.
Oh, I seen two Kansas City Chiefs yesterday take each other out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, those two defensive linemen.
But getting turned to going from tackle to lead blocker. That's right. That's hard times. That's hard times,
look,
Daddy.
He had him like a little chew toy.
That's just hard times, Daddy.
Oh, come on. I mean, yeah, man.
In other headlines, I'm sure you guys are going to get more to this in the next segment, 15 Minutes of Heat. Yeah. The Heat had a rough weekend. They got swept in New York.
It was a stupid Trevor Noah.
You know what's amazing?
The jinx.
No, but here's it. It always seems like when you play teams that aren't as good, the one thing they all do, and this is giving the Heat problems all year, all these teams similar, they crash the boards offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of times you shoot – that team's trying to stop you from fast break.
Is anybody sure Myers Leonard can jump?
He doesn't have to.
Is anybody sure of this?
Listen.
I'm just curious.
He jumps about the same as Hassan did.
I mean, I don't know, man.
Could Hassan jump? No. They're 7 foot.
I'm just wondering. I didn't know if the Heat are playing with a center who's unable to
jump. Dude, they can't get a defensive rebound.
It's bad.
Well, again, when you look at the Nets, when you look at the Knicks, there was a couple of Atlanta, right? Teams that crash the boards offensively, and they always they struggled against those teams with offensive rebounds. It's the same.
It was literally the same game. Like if you watch the Nets in the next game, they were carbon copies
right.
of each other.
Exactly.
Where they were scoring, you know, the Heat were fine. They were scoring, then they had a 14-point lead, and then all of a sudden they couldn't defend anything. The offense dried up at the end, and game over. And I didn't. We'll talk more about it in 15 minutes of Heat. I mean, I want to get a whole thing into it now. Robbie, anything else?
Oh, yeah, the Panthers, they won yesterday, too.
Big day for the Panthers. Big day
8-4.
Big day for the Panthers. Shout out to Jonathan Huberdeau, the all-time now scorer in Panthers history.
Really?
Yep, 2 points yesterday. 2 points yesterday.
Passing Olli Jokinen.
Olli Jokinen. Passing Olli Jokinen for the all-time
Man,
leader
show
in points.
Show you how old I am. I thought one of the Bure brothers.
Nope. It was not Pavel Bure. Nope, yeah. It was not him. But, yeah, they won 8-4 yesterday. It was a pretty crazy game. Driedger played because Bobrovsky's hurt now. But apparently it's not too serious. He's supposed to be back Thursday because the Panthers don't play again until Thursday. What? They scored 8 goals. Score 8 goals for Bob. I'm not going to let your attitude rain on the main story here, which is Jonathan Huberdeau and being the leading scorer in Panthers history. That is the main story here. And a huge win because the Maple Leafs were ahead of the Panthers in the standings. So that was a big-time must-win for the Cats. So good for them. We also there's a lot to get to today. A lot to get to. Barry Jackson's a story about the Canes partying.
Woo!
This is we got to get to that.
Pulitzer.
I mean, Barry Jackson's coming with some bombs lately. Coming with some Canes bombs lately.
I mean, is he like? But here, let me ask you a question. If you play on that Canes team, and you see what your coach is doing. Why wouldn't you think you could party?
I don't know. I don't have time for this right now, Leroy. We got so much show.
We have to go to the Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know if we have enough time.
I got so much show to get to today.
I'm going
to
try not to play defense.
Yeah, try and keep your pants on.
Because I'm too excited. There's so much stuff I want to talk about.
We're back after this.
15 minutes.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 15 minutes of Heat. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Packed show today. A lot to get to. We got to get to Jimmy Johnson crying. We got to get to all this, all types of stuff. I also, this is going to be fun. We got a couple pairs of tickets to give away to All Elite Wrestling, AEW. That is the new wrestling promotion. They're trying to take down the WWE. They are bankrolled by the cons.
High flying.
Yep.
Acrobatic.
And guess who's joining us tomorrow, Leroy, in studio?
Who?
The greatest broadcaster known to man. Good old JR. Jim Ross.
Yeah.
I am excited about that. He is coming in studio tomorrow, but we will give away a bunch of pairs of tickets to AEW before Wednesday.
It should be a slobber knocker tomorrow.
It should be a slobber knocker.
Slobber knocker.
I'll tell you what, it was a slobber knocker. It was the Heat this weekend. That was a slobber knocker.
Yeah, man.
Man, that was. See, here's the thing. Here's how I took it in, all right?
Don't do the TL thing.
The what?
You know what?
No, nope.
There were two TLs.
Two TLs. A couple of TLs. We're piling up the TLs by the minute, Leroy.
It's that time of year, man.
It's that time of year. But here's how I went. Oh, they're putting on bum ass talent. Tannenbaum's gonna come on my television. Really? Hey, do me a favor. Guess what? If you jackasses at ESPN are gonna sit here dancing on the Dolphins' grave all weekend long, you don't get to parade Tannenbaum up on your sets as an expert.
How about parading Kenny Stills running down the middle of the field?
This is ridiculous.
Would you rather have? And that was for him.
I'm sorry, but that infuriates me. And maybe I'm lashing out because I don't want to talk heat. But I don't want to. If you're gonna have Schefter up here listing Chad Mother Bleeping Henny as one of the former Dolphins who get to go to the AFC Championship game, I will not sit here and have you parade that bum, Mike Tannenbaum, on football programming to give people football expertise. You can't have it both ways. Sorry.
Add Kenny Stills to the list. Oh,
who does Chad Kenny play for? He's not the backup for Kansas City, unless he's third string.
I think he might be third string.
Really? They kept three quarterbacks.
I don't know. Schefter put on Chad Henne. Schefter put Chad Henne on his list. So I got to think he's still on the Chiefs. Maybe he's practice squad. I don't know.
Practice squad?
I don't know.
You can't be in your 12th year and be a practice squad guy?
According to Wikipedia, which we have a rough history with on the show, Robbie, it says he's still on the Chiefs.
Oh, they got three quarterbacks. He's right, him and Matt Moore.
Just hanging out, just watching.
Wait, they got Matt Moore?
And Chad Henne. Yep.
The 2011 quarterback room at the Dolphins is in the Chiefs.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah. Doing a lot less partying than the Miami Hurricanes. Again, for another segment.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
You cannot get on me. I'm not going.
Just garbage. It's garbage. They're putting Tannenbaum up on television. Anyway, so the Heat, they lose to the Knicks. So the way I experienced it was this. So the Nets loss happened, and it was piss poor defense. They had a 14-point lead late. End up choking it away. You had the Brooklyn Nets. They had themselves a little parade, and they were just driving their float down the lane and scoring at will whenever they wanted to. And the Heat ended up losing. They lost by 117-113. They snapped Brooklyn's 7-game losing streak. And you know, I just looked at my television. It was a Friday night, and I was like, "Well, that was stupid. Thank God I don't have a radio show tomorrow." And I just moved on. I was like, "You know what? We'll take care of the Knicks on Sunday. I'll be fine. I'm not going to worry about this. 2 out of 3 on a road trip where you kick the crap out of the Pacers. No bigs. Mm-hmm. I don't love that performance, but I'm going to be a grown-up and move on." Then Sunday comes.
I'm thinking, oh, well, back-to-back, at least they're playing the Knicks. The record's going to be intact.
Right, right.
And then they get out to a start, and I'm like, okay, TCB.
Haven't lost back-to-back games yet. I watched the game. I'm not loving how they're playing. I'm not loving it. You know, Reggie Bullock's out there. He's hitting a bunch of threes all over the place. I'm like,
You know, Robbie, you don't know you're in trouble till the text comes.
Oh, the 3-point defense. He was there and waiting. I wish they were shooting threes, Robbie, because I was sitting there just watching a conga line right to the rim, taking any rebound they wanted. Getting any points they wanted right there in the middle.
It's gotten to the point where when the opposing team is shooting free throws, I hope they make the second free throw because I know that they have no chance of getting the rebound.
It was very, very frustrating. And Jimmy Butler, I mean, I don't know how much you believe in this kind of stuff, but I feel like Jimmy Butler is paying some kind of debt to the karma gods for embarrassing TJ Warren. Because these last two fourth quarters, he has not been good.
I don't like it.
He has been atrocious.
Like he gets to the point where he could take the shot, and then something just goes.
Well, there was a couple possessions in a row where Bam found the open shooter, and I was like, damn, offense through Bam, looking pretty damn good right now. And then Jimmy Butler started taking over to go make shots, and I mean, it just went all to hell. It went to hell.
Now look, does everything change if he makes that last free throw?
I mean, it would have been tied, so yeah, it would have been nice. Right. They're undefeated in overtime. But look, the big problem with this team right now is defense. It's not the offense. They're scoring just fine, but they
can't give up 120 and 100. What did you give up on?
You can't give up 72 pain points to the New York Knicks.
Right.
I mean, come on.
That's right. and the Nets were just as brutal. Like, yeah. I gotten over the big man thing, and I'm still not sold on it because I've seen them play well without it. But you can't give up that many points in the paint. You can't do it.
Yeah, and I saw Jimmy said after the game that he feels like they've only played like 3 or 4 good defensive games this year. And the defense is, look, it's been trending bad for a while. But this is, you know, this is a weird Heat team that has a real, first of all, they're one of the best 3-point shooting teams in the league. So they do have an ability to erase a lot of that stuff.
And then it gives you a false sense of security.
Yeah.
That no matter how poorly you play on one side of the ball, you can make up for it with the three.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, if the threes aren't going in,
right,
then it looks bad. It doesn't matter who you're playing.
And to nobody's surprise, at home, they're a much better shooting team than they are on the road. Because shooting just, it doesn't travel. So, like, it does make you feel like this Heat team, if they get to the playoffs, whatever series they're in, it feels like it's going to be a 6-7 game series. Because it feels like a team that's probably not going to win a lot of the road games,
right,
which you're not supposed to, because they don't seem like a team that travels well right now. That defense that you should have, and look, you know, you had that performance against the Pacers, and you know, people can say, well, the Pacers didn't have Brogdon, didn't have Victor Oladipo. They haven't had Victor Oladipo for a year, guys. Like, so, right. I mean, I can't. I'm not going to sit here and opine about the things that the Heat are missing because they didn't have Malcolm Brogdon, like. You know, Domantas Sabonis is their best player probably right now. And they went out and they whooped that ass. But, you know, to follow it up, they had this entire weekend in New York. Seems like it got a little fat caddy, I'm not going to lie. I don't know what that voice is. I feel like it's kind of like...
It's the fat cat voice.
No,
it's kind of like heat conscience.
You know, I look into this room and I see a lot of untapped potential. You have potential and you have potential.
Well, Robbie... If I were to say...
Or the elf that want to be a dentist.
If I were to tell you, Robbie...
I want to be a dentist.
You know, we had a weekend where, all right, teams toast the town. Everybody's like, oh, Heat, beat the Pacers. Walk into New York City. Jimmy's doing sit-downs with Trevor Noah. Couple of stinker fourth quarters. Then TMZ headlines. Tyler Hero gets himself $30,000 worth of ice around his neck. Gets his logo blinged out. It seems like a very fat caddy weekend.
Here.
Oh, best drip here, Leroy. You see this logo that he has iced out?
No,
he's 19. I guess this is an early birthday present because I think he's turning 20 in about a week.
Yeah, still got a whole nother year before he could drink.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I'm betting. I feel like
we all went to college.
You're dressing like Ukrainian grandmother. I feel like you're doing yourself just fine.
Best drip.
Wait,
here.
What's?
It's a TH with a 14 in the midst of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Best drip here. All
right. That looks like a something you need to get into the Illuminati secret.
I don't know what that is, but he's dripping it. He's dripping it. James Johnson, though. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Now, is he going to continue to shoot 60% from three?
Sure. No, because he might not play today. Sure. He might not play on Wednesday.
Oh, well, you know, well, this is the funny thing. Is like now, see, like, he goes from not playing to now he's playing the most critical minutes in the game.
Is that unbelievable?
It's the weird. It's unbelievable and also a little alarming. That you go from a point where the guy is banished from your team, comes back, is hitting major buckets for you need him punch for punch to stay with the New York Knicks.
Or kick for kick.
And now he's also, you can't stop anybody, so you need him to critically be there at the end of games. Not great. That was your Heat weekend.
Come on.
Welcome back, everybody. Yep. Tobin and Leroy.
That's how I'm coming in. Where the party at?
That's how the Canes song every morning. Where's the party at?
Leroy.
Ass just hanging out. Ryan Tannehill.
He's swaggering nipples and swaggering ass cheeks this morning.
I'm going to put an R on the left cheek, a T on the right cheek. It's a kiss between the R and the T, baby.
By the way, our studio is looking more like a nightclub. We have a leather couch in here now.
No dumb buttons.
No dumb buttons, but we got ourselves a leather couch. Yep. It's literally right below your window, Robbie, so you can't see it. But yep, we got a leather couch in here now. So the ladies want to come in here with the bottles with
popping bottles.
Bunch of ladies from the Cheetah just wearing Tannehill jerseys.
We need to go old school and get the little blue light, because the ceiling's dark, so you just get the little blue light.
Oh man, he's on 21st and Prime.
Ah, get him! Yeah,
Tannehill's talking.
Yeah,
to Deion
look
Sanders.
At him. Look at him.
Just in his kitchen.
With a little bottle of Chardonnay. Just, he drinks wine.
You know, unbelievable.
Look, hold on. If we wait, we can watch a montage of all the passes he's thrown the whole playoffs.
Derrick Henry's gonna destroy the Chiefs this weekend. They're going to have.
Oh, are you kidding? Look, man, very rarely do you stand in the huddle and the running back's head is above the offensive lineman.
And I know what everybody's thinking, like, oh, come on, guys. You know, the Chiefs, that offense is unstoppable, 51 points. They were down 24-0. No. We know how this lines up. Trust me. We've already learned our lesson. We know how this is going to end. This ends with Ryan Tannehill hoisting the Lombardi Trophy.
Really?
We know how this ends. Trust me.
Then what? What are you going to say?
Nothing. We eat it.
But aren't you tired of eating it?
Yeah, but I thought this was going to be the season of done eating it. I thought we were going to eat it for this year, and we were going to get Tua, franchise quarterback, and things were going to be all good, baby. We got a coach.
The fact that you're saying that means you haven't learned your lesson.
I don't know. I feel like I've learned my lesson.
Look, even with what's happening in Tennessee, you're still saying, at least we're going to get our franchise quarterback.
Right.
That's the whole point I've been making for the last 5 years.
But I feel like we're going to go.
No!
Let's go.
You're missing the point.
We'll go and pay Derrick Henry.
You're missing the point. Like, you say, yeah, I get it. And then your next comment's, oh, at least we're going to get our franchise quarterback. Really?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. And this is an honest question. Throughout the NFL right now, how many franchise quarterbacks came out of the top five?
I don't know, man. Why you got
to
do this?
But I'm making it. It's to make the point.
None of the four quarterbacks
playing.
None
of the ones playing right now.
Right. So why do you feel, and somebody answer this question, why do you think that it has to be found in a top five pick? Why? If you watch NFL football and none of them are top five picks, what makes you think your franchise quarterback has to come out of the top five?
I mean, he's got the left arm from God.
No,
he's Tua.
That's not an answer.
Yeah, he's got the hip from Satan.
Oh, my God.
Well, but look, answer that question, and I'll be all down with, I'm fine with Tua, right? Don't get me wrong. But for fans to think that you're only going to get your franchise quarterback in a top five pick, what are you basing that off of?
I just want to know, what do the Dolphins have to do to lift whatever curse? Some people think there's a burial ground at Hard Rock Stadium that the stadium is built on. Something. What do they got to do to lift this hex? What has to happen?
I would say get out of the car of fiction and hop into a minivan of nonfiction, right? You understand what I'm saying?
What is the car of fiction? Is it on clouds?
Oh, it's on clouds. Is you the quarterback is just going to be delivered from up above, and you're going to win five Super Bowls like Tom Brady, like that. For everybody to just think that you're going to get that guy, right? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, okay? But if you build a team, right? And again, we've gone back and forth here forever. You still haven't answered the question, right? When does a franchise quarterback come from a top five pick? And so if you have all the history in front of you, right, and you have a top five pick and you draft a quarterback, here's the problem with that. If you have a top five pick, and keep in mind, I would say Indianapolis had the situation of kind of like the Spurs when they got Tim Duncan, right? That happens where you just bad for a year, but you have a decent team around you.
Right.
But for the most part,
if you get a quarterback in the top five, he's going to a really bad team, a team that needs to, you know, that has a lot of work to do, right? And most of the time, you're not very patient, okay? You're ready to crown him so quickly, and it's a long trek. It's a long trip. And so, first question I need you to answer, which you still haven't answered.
Yep.
Okay. Where are the franchise quarterbacks coming from in top five? Right? And I don't say this to mean that that there's no good quarterbacks. I'm just saying that those are the guys that probably require a little more patience because the team is a little more behind than the other teams. Right? In most cases, these franchise quarterbacks end up going to teams that are pretty decent. Right? 10, 15, you know, 20, second round. Like, they're really good, and then they add a quarterback, and then that guy ends up being a star. That's how it normally happens. But for some reason, you guys think, hey.
Are we calling Wentz a franchise quarterback?
No, I'm not.
He's not.
I'm not.
I mean, literally none of the.
Not yet.
I think none of the quarterbacks in the playoffs are top five picks.
Right. And so I give you this fact, and you tell me, your next words are, I don't care, Tua's my franchise quarterback. So when you are disappointed.
Josh Allen was top seven.
If you if you're disappointed, right, it's not because of the player, it's because your expectations were unrealistic.
Texter writes in that Titans are winning in spite of mediocre quarterback like Ryan Tannehill. Get over it, Leroy. See, no, here's the thing, though. You guys don't know what you're using in spite of wrong there.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying he's going out there and he's the main reason for winning, but he's contributing to winning. Like, he's going out there, he's putting them up 14-0, he's going out there, he's running for touchdowns, like, yeah, he's not doing what Patrick Mahomes is doing.
Let me ask you, I'll give you a perfect example of two quarterbacks that come into the same situation with different expectations and what people think of them, right? Jimmy Garoppolo and Ryan Tannehill are the same guy. Jimmy Garoppolo threw 19 passes. Ryan Tannehill threw 14. Look at how this guy's commenting about Ryan Tannehill when Jimmy Garoppolo did the same thing.
No, like when you say a guy, when you're winning in spite, it's like what the Jaguars were doing with Blake Bortles. They were winning in spite of Blake Bortles going out there and throwing a bunch of turnovers.
Because he was making no plays.
Making no plays and making negative plays. Like, Tannehill's not doing that. You know?
I'm just glad. Look,
at that point,
I'm not saying Ryan Tannehill's going to be great, but I'm glad you're acknowledging the fact that, wait a minute, man. He can make plays. He can play competent quarterback. You don't need to have Aaron Rodgers play quarterback to win Super Bowls, which has been my point the whole time.
My disappointment in all, like, it's not even like I'm hating on Ryan Tannehill and watching him do what he's doing. What I feel is just tremendous sadness that, man, everybody leaves here and it just gets better for everybody.
Then what is that telling you?
I don't. I mean, obviously that this has been a clown show and a disaster.
Right. But
the thing that makes it rougher. Okay. So like Mike Wallace, right, former Dolphins wide receiver,
who blasted Tannehill, didn't he?
He left the field his last game because he was so frustrated with Ryan Tannehill. Left the field. Had Brandon Gibson talk for him in the post game.
Yeah.
Because he hated playing with Ryan Tannehill so much. He comes out and he's like, it wasn't you, bro. It was that toxic-ass program, LOL. And I'm like,
it was you!
Hey, sir!
You were the toxic!
And then, somebody goes to him, Mike, he couldn't hit you deep at all when he was in Miami. He goes, facts. Things change, though.
Huh? No.
You don't get to ride in on your pony and be like, don't worry, Tannehill, it was never you. And then a guy's like, yeah, Mike, but he never hit you with that deep ball. Well, that's right. He didn't hit me with that deep ball.
Deep ball frustration.
Things change, though.
Can I tell you, can I just.
Things change, though.
Can I just give you a little insight on the deep ball? Right. In most cases, it looks pretty. It looks like the quarterback's hitting him in stride. It's really the receiver adjusting to it. Stop. Right. It looks like he's hitting him in stride, but the receiver's slowing up or speeding up to go get the ball. So it looks like, whoa, what a great throw. Stop. Okay? It goes hand in hand. Now, if you're throwing a deep ball and it goes 5 yards out of bounds, okay, yes. Right? But in most cases, the receiver can adjust. In most cases, with Mike Wallace and a lot of guys that were here, the problem wasn't not being able to hit the deep ball. The problem was there was no separation with a guy you were playing a boatload of money.
So much money.
So, like, man.
We'll get you headlines and we'll make you cry next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.